Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. I miss every one of you and I know you guys miss me too. Well, I believe so. So welcome to Action August. I love August because for some reason you're just in that state of mind where you just want to do, you want to take action, you want to move, you want to see results. And in this season, it's a season of newness, it's a season of something new, something exciting. And I'm just really, really excited that God has given me the grace to see this month of August. As a community and as a person, the word for me in this season is audacious, action, awesome, August. And I love action because it's a season where you just need to move, take advantage of every opportunity, show up and just put your best foot forward. I'm really excited about it. So I want to share something really quick on decisive action. It's one thing for you to say you want to take action. It's another thing for you to take decisive, accurate, well thought out, intentional action. And just to start that, I would want to break down a word, which is decisive. The word decisive means having or showing the ability to make decisions quickly and effectively. Action, on the other hand, means the fact or process of doing something, typically to achieve an aim. So there are some key words I want you to keep in mind, which is achieve an aim. And to do. In August, two words that should be on your mind, write them in capital somewhere, do and aim. So what do you need to do and what do you want to accomplish? What is the outcome that you want? If you want to take action, it's not just about being busy. Do you have an outcome in mind? Do you have a desire that you want to see? Do you have a picture of that place that you want to go to? I love the fact that there's a workbook I have on setting goals and self-discovery. And part of the process is for you to have a vision board. You want to have a clear picture. What is the outcome of this action? What is the outcome? Why am I even embarking on this journey and on this process? What do I want to feel at the end of the day? If I get this particular thing, how do I want to feel? What's going to happen and all of that? So it's important for you to decide, this is what I want out of this process. This is my aim for taking this action. This is my aim for going through this process. All right. And when you decide on that, you want to make taking that action swiftly. You want to just move. You want to say, look, today I have decided that I want this particular thing. So because of that, I'm going to do this. Deciding means there is no plan B. Failure. Once you start making plan B, plan C, you're already intending that you fail. So deciding means that there is no plan B. I am going to do this and that's all I'm going to do. If you have made up a plan B, then you have made a decision to fail, right? You have made a decision that this won't work, okay? It's okay for you to fail. There's nothing wrong with that, but not because you're not failing because you made other plans. So let's take, for instance, you're going on a diet program or a weight loss journey, for instance, and you decide that in the month of August, I want to detox for 10 days. And then you now wake up and say, well, if I don't detox for day one, I can always eat fruit or I can eat some more protein, but then I'm not just going to stick to my detox plan. That's you making plan B. And the thought and the mindset that you already have concerning the fact that you can actually switch your diet to something else would always make you fail on plan A, which is really, really vital. And because you have not put a particular outcome that you want and tied a why to that goal that you set, you would just say, okay, yeah, whatever. That's no big deal. Let me just break this rule. But the truth is, if you want results and if you tied a why and you know what the outcome would be and how you would feel when you get that outcome, then you would stick to taking that action. Okay? So the Latin, but I like to go deep into the root meaning of words. That way we get to really understand what we're talking about. So the Latin root meaning of the word decide means to cut off. So cut off every form of excuses, cut off every other option that exists that are not relevant to you committing 100%. If you need to have an excellent, super awesome, audacious, power-packed month, then you need to cut off every form of excuses. Make zero excuses. No room for excuses. No room for plan B. People panic when they decide on one thing and start having the fear that the world will, that they will miss out on the world if they don't do a particular thing. But the truth is, you can't do everything. You can't do anything if you try to do everything. You can't do anything if you try to do everything. So you need to narrow down your action. What exactly is going to take you to your next level? What exactly will give you the most joy in this month, in this season? Focus your energy on that. This is a good time for you to declutter your mind, declutter your goals, declutter your space, and then be able to focus your 100% energy on the things that will give you the most joy and will bring the most results. One of the banana peels that I have discovered on my way to growing and evolving and just seeing results is me being able to really focus my time and manage my time. It's, and then, you know, the one of the